How would you introduce dark adrenaline to fans of Looking Attack?
I can introduce it in a way that I am sure that they're going to love it, because whoever listened to the album so far, you know, closest friends and people we know is thinks that it really gives a perfect balance in between the old Lacuna Coil sound and the new Lacuna Coil in 2011. I can say that it's a more obscure album, really dramatic at times, but also the heaviest one we've ever done. The sound is really prominent, it's really strong. There are more guitar solos. I'm pretty sure they're going to love it.
And what about to people that haven't heard your music before?
That's always hard to describe it, because I don't think that we belong to a cliche. So it's really hard to describe our music, because I think it's a combination in between different genres, even if I hate to give names to music. I think it's a cross in between modern goth metal with some heavy rock influences. It's a heavy music with melodies with two singers that are actually singing and not just like screaming all the time. They really have to listen to our music to understand what we're doing, because we are the type of a band that it's so different from any other that can actually match on a live performance with a completely different band without making people wondering, oh, well, they even put them together. Because we're just like doing Lacuna Coil music.
Does the diversity of Lacuna Coil and the sound that you've created over years, does that give you any challenges when you're creating a new album? So sort of whether you focus attention in one direction or another, whether you go for ballads or songs in Italian or...
Not really, because we don't know how an album is going to sound up until the very last day in the studio when we start mixing the album, because we change so many things even during the recording process that the final result, it's always, you know, a surprise for us as well. We never sit down before the songwriting thinking ourselves the new album is going to sound this way or that way. We just go with the flow. We just collect all the ideas. And once we start to record stuff and we put a sort of a song together, we kind of think about, we kind of listen to it and we decide if we like it or not, if it's the case to continue on a direction or not.
So when you started working on the album, did you go into the process with a concept in mind for it, or did it just evolve?
No, it just evolved during the songwriting. Just like, for example, we were at Marco's house, me and Andrea, because we were responsible for the vocal lines, and Marco was collecting ideas of sounds from the musicians and the ideas he had himself. And me and Andrea would have the file, the MP3 with the music, so we could come up with some ideas that we were trying in the studio. And some of them were sounding good and we kept them. Some others were sounding like shit and we just like decided to delete them. And we just worked in this way. You know, as soon as we were liking something, we kept it. And we built up every song.
It's been described as darker.
Uh-huh.
Has there been anything that's happened over the last couple of years that's affected the darkness of the album?
Yes, but it's something kind of private, so we...
Of course.
We just don't want to spread it, but I think that a lot of people will be able to connect no matter what, because even if they don't know the real situations that got us to write certain lyrics, they will find no matter what a connection or something that they can relate to themselves, and in a way, you know, to help them out, because that's what we get a lot of messages of hope from fans that are just like, thank you so much because your music helped me out to get out of this situation. And maybe in some cases we didn't even talk about this situation, but I think it's great that everybody can give a different interpretation of songs.
There's a cover song on the album.
Yes.
My Religion by Ariel.
Yes.
How did that come about?
We had this idea of covering the REM song, if I'm not mistaken, came up from Andrea in the first place. And this idea was already there even when we did the Enjoy the Silence cover. But then we went for it because we liked it better and we never really worked at the Losing My Religion song. So this time we said, okay, it's time to do the Losing My Religion song. We love the meaning of the song itself. But when I heard Marco's version, I was like, this is fucking cool because this sounds like a Lacuna Coil song. Yeah. It's really, really obscure and really cinematic that I really would love to do it. So we started to recreate layers of different type of vocals that are not exactly just the original song. And I think that the result is cool because everyone who listened to it doesn't recognize the song up until we start to sing and they recognize the lyrics and they're like, I heard this lyrics before, what is it? They don't really get it. And this is amazing. That means that we changed it in a way that nobody can really understand the beginning.
It is totally a Lacuna Coil song. But then, much like Please Enjoy the Silence, Enjoy the Silence was a standout song on its own, very different. But you made that into a Lacuna Coil song with the...
That's true, but the vocals in Enjoy the Silence are more similar to the words in the original song. Yes. In Losing My Religion, we changed the vocal line. We kept the lyrics, obviously, but we changed the vocal line.
Do you think you'll be playing the cover live at your shows?
Why not? I think so. It's a good song. So we didn't really think about the set list yet, you know, the future set list. But I think that, yeah, why not?
What songs can't you wait to play live?
I Don't Believe in Tomorrow.
Oh, of course.
I just can't wait to... I never really had a favorite song in every album because I love every song we did. But on this album, I have a special... I have a fling with the song. I just like it. In my heart, it's so powerful that I just can't wait.
Good choice. It is an epic song. It really is. And the bass line. Really hits you out.
And the chorus too is like in your face. I love it.
So it's your favourite song on the album?
It's not my favourite song, but I can't wait to play it live because I think that is going to be really powerful because of the sound, because of the type of rhythm. I like this kind of tempos that are not like fast, but they're still heavy.
What is your favorite song, if you're prepared to?
I don't have one. I mean, I love Trip of the Darkness, but it's a song that we played on this tour, so I got even more familiar with it from the live perspective. I love Trip of the Darkness, I love Kill the Light, I love Give Me Something More, I love Intoxicated, I love I Don't Believe in Tomorrow. I love them all, actually.